Check the oil, kick the tires, and give the hood a good shine. It's the final tune-up before we head on our way to conference play here in the state of Michigan. It's the front runner of the NCTL on the road taking on the front runner of the Greater Thumb East. It's the Peck Pirates against the Harbor Beach Pirates. Good evening and welcome to another broadcast of the WLEW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. And to the right of me, as always, is the one and only John Mooney.
After 2 years in the making, the Paul Adams Buccaneer Classic is about to become a reality. And believe me, it is great to be here.
We find ourselves on the shores of the Sunrise Side tonight, and quite fitting as it's a battle for naming rights, a feud of swashbuckling caliber. We'll see whether it's Captain Abrego or Rubel whose fleet will leave tonight unscathed from two potent arsenals.
Both teams are evenly matched, and they lead their respective leagues. They are very well coached. I mean, it is great to see teams that want to schedule the best that's available, and these two are.
You're listening to the Hardwood Home for High School Hoops, WLEW Sports. Peck at Harbor Beach on Sports Radio 102.1, WLEW Sports.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Tonight's presentation on the WLEW Sports Network is being brought to you by DS Services of Cass City, Moore Shoreline of Seawing, Thumb Sailor, the 4G LTE network, the talk of the thumb, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Moore Motor Sales of Caro, and of course being produced by Clark Ramsey Productions. Internet phone services and internet services for this broadcast being provided by Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network, the talk of the thumb. And this is a copyrighted broadcast of WLEW Sports and Thumb Broadcast Incorporated. Reproduction of any kind is strictly prohibited without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight here from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach along the Sunrise Side here in Huron County, Harbor Beach, Michigan. It's the Peck Pirates traveling north against the other type of the Pirates here, the Orange and Black Caliber, as the JV game here is just wrapping up. And the countdown continues, only 61 days until March Madness begins and the road to the Breslin Center begins. But having said that, we have a lot of water to go under the metaphoric bridge before we can start talking about a postseason run. Just ask the Detroit Lions about that one. But now it's time to start finding a rhythm and building chemistry with fellow teammates.
Well, you're right, Clark. Usually the first part of the season is dedicated to building the team through non-league competition. And it is absolutely fantastic that we have two teams of the same caliber. Tonight, I think that's just a plus to open up our second game of the season.
For most teams, tonight reaches the one-quarter mark, having completed five regular season games, and I might add, without a cancellation of basketball games, we had a snow day today across the region. Last night on Sports Radio 102.1 marked the first show in premiere of The Baseline, our sports show dedicated to high school hoops. Every Sunday throughout the rest of the basketball season at 7 p.m., we will discuss the previous week's action on the hardwood and take a look to the near future for our area teams. Having the first show under our belt, I'll say it, well, we survived, John.
Well, you know, the Baseline, it may turn out to be Hockey Night in Canada's Hot Stove League. It sure was fun last night, and believe me, it was a quick 60 minutes.
Well, if it's going to turn into Hockey Night, who's Don Cherry?
I'm going to give that one to Paul.
All right. I'll take your word on that. Like any other WLA Sports presentation, you can listen to The Baseline on Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or stream live and worldwide on WLEWSports.com and thumbnet.net. Just go to WLEWSports.com for all of the details. It's time for one more quick break in the WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we'll take an inside look at the Peck Pirates as they're taking the show on the road at Harbor Beach. Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1, your hardwood home for high school hoops in the Thumb of Michigan.
On today's show, we're watching the human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the Thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
You're listening to WLEW Sports and listen to WLEW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Stream live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com or thumbnet.net. Listen to Sports Radio 102.1 or download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with you tonight here from Harbor Beach, Michigan, as the Peck Pirates from the NCTL take on the Greater Thumb East Foe of Harbor Beach. This has been a year-in-the-making matchup here. We tried to get this game going last year. We were supposed to broadcast this game. Unfortunately, it started out because both teams had an open game because of the craziness of the schedule with the winter we had last year.
Winter played havoc last year, canceling games all over the place.
Most teams played a 17-game, 20-game schedule. And Peck